This is RJR 94 FM Real Jamaican Radio. It's now 15 minutes before 10.
I'd like to see Jamaica become crime-free. In Jamaica, we are Jamaican for economy. No more breeder lasting. Remedios and fit.
Eat what we grow. Grow what we eat. This is good for our economy.
Welcome once again to another Agro Buzz, our weekly agricultural program right here on Durain's Coffee Break. Now, of course, you know, we're going to be telling you more news and some views, and we give you interviews on developments in the very important agricultural and agro-industrial sector. Now, there's been quite a bit of buzz around the National Irrigation Commission last week Wednesday as they launched the landmark Essex Valley Agriculture Development Project over in the St. Elizabeth, Manchester area. Now, from all reports, it was a great launch, and the NIC, that's the National Irrigation Commission, along with its other partners in the ministry, is on the way to managing and executing this very important project. So with all the buzz that's going on, we want to put the NIC on the spotlight again this week and find out more about the commission. So this morning, we have with us the Chief Executive Officer of the National Irrigation Commission, Joseph Giles. Good morning to Mr. Giles. How's the morning?
Thank you. Good morning, Darren. A pleasure.
How is the morning so far for you?
Well, the morning is fine. Great. And it's a privilege to be on your show to share more about the NIC.
Well, I want to hear everything about it because it's a very important project. Apparently, everybody has been talking about it. So what makes the National Irrigation Commission important agency of the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries?
Well, if you listen to our tagline, it states, you know, irrigation making the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And as you can appreciate, we're talking about production and productivity in the agriculture sector.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to achieve that, we will have to look, you know, on getting more land into irrigation on these lands.
Mm-hmm.
And NIC is that agency within the ministry who has portfolio responsibility to provide irrigation service to farmers island-wide.
Mm-hmm.
Presently, we have about 14 districts in the country, ranging from St. Thomas right down to Montego Bay, a small scheme in St. James.
Mm-hmm.
But the mantra for us is that we must expand irrigable agriculture in this country.
Mm-hmm.
So when you would have heard that launch in the Essex Valley, that is part of the mandate that we're fulfilling to just get. That project, as you would have spoken to Troy,
mm-hmm.
is nearly 800 hectares of irrigation system to be implemented within the next 3-4 years.
Okay, and of course, agriculture needs irrigation. No irrigation, we have problems with our crops and everything. So when and why was the commission established, Mr. Giles?
Well, the commission, you know, was established. Well, it became operational in 1987.
Mm-hmm.
And it was established under the Companies Act of Jamaica. And this organization obtained its authority from the Irrigation Act of 1949.
Mm-hmm.
So we have been around since 1987, and I should pause to just acknowledge, you know, the founder of the NIC, Dr. Garnet Brown,
mm-hmm.
who recently passed on,
mm-hmm.
and he's our founding chairperson who would have made significant contribution to this entity, the NIC.
Wonderful, wonderful. What's your staff complement like at the agency?
Well, we have permanent basis about 200 employees, but you can appreciate that we use contracted person and casual labor, maybe just about a similar number there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, I imagine so, since you're going out to just one place, but you cross the island and stuff. So what do the operations of the NIC look like, let's say, on a daily basis?
Well, you're putting me into very dicey water, because we have all the gamut in terms of any company where we have administrative staff, we have the technical staff, and the HR.
Mm.
And so if you listen to agriculture and look at the profession, you'll realize that we are well-rounded.
Yes.
Where we utilize all the possible professionals,
mm-hmm.
from design engineer, irrigation engineer, civil engineer,
mm-hmm.
and all operation on a daily basis. And I'm more skewed to the technical, so let me explain what we would do on a daily basis.
Yes.
We have open canal system, and we have pressurized system. That would be irrigation through network of pipe.
Mm-hmm.
But on the open canal, where we take water from that Ryokobe Dam, we channel that into canals, and that canals come right down into the St. Catherine Plain. Thereafter, we have distribution canal that would distribute those water onto farmers. Plus, there, what we call systems operator would go and take a daily reading for the open flow. Mm-hmm. We take daily reading at least twice per day.
Okay.
Log that, and then that would be then submitted to a billing system where the bills is computed and farmers receive bills on a monthly basis.
Wow, I see what you mean. Different areas of people.
Yes.
When people think of agriculture, it's just digging ground, but there are a whole lot of areas of technology and all of that in place now. So, Mr. Jazz, after your big launch last week, what's next for the NIC and, of course, the Essex Valley Agricultural Development Project that was launched?
Well, we're not stopping there in terms of expanding irrigation system, because as we speak, the same UKSF funded another irrigation scheme in the southern section of St. Catherine and Clarendon, where that as we speak, we're doing preliminary work on that. And as we speak again, we're looking at a feasibility study in the Pedro Plain area. You're talking about over 1,500 hectares. We're looking at how feasible it is to design and implement an irrigation system there. And we know once those are up and running, you know, this irrigation will transform Jamaica as a country in terms of production and productivity in the agriculture sector.
Nice, nice. So very quickly, what are some of the major projects already undertaken by the NIC?
Well, from about 2013 to 15, we have installed irrigation scheme in Yala, St. Thomas, Spring Plain, Clarendon, and the New Forest, the Forest Irrigation Scheme. And I can tell you, the New Forest system is one that we want to boast about. If you visit the New Forest, and then it's on the way when you're going to Little Orchard. And if you look there and see the level of agricultural activity that is taking place there, it tells us what we can do when irrigation services are provided to our farmers.
Nice, 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 nice. Well, boy, we're running out of time, but I'm very proud of what's happening with the National Irrigation Commission and look forward to all the future things that you have coming up for us, eh?
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Mr.
And you can just keep on... You can just keep a tab on us.
Yes.
We are willing to share the gospel about irrigation as our company.
All right. Speaking there to Mr. Joseph Giles, CEO, about the National Irrigation Commission, all the things they've been doing, providing irrigation and making the difference in agriculture as they help us to grow what we eat and eat what we grow. Now, keep listening to AgriBuzz for more information on the work of the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture, and Fisheries.